This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm standing here right now with Cody Rhodes, and we are on the red carpet, American Nightmare, Becoming Cody Rhodes documentary. Cody, how does it feel to be here right now, knowing that we're here celebrating you in a documentary that's going to come out?
I've kind of found myself in a position where obviously that's the coolest thing you could possibly say, and how lucky I am and charmed and blessed and all that is real, but I want to really put a spotlight on, hopefully we can do it when we get in there, but really put a spotlight on Ben Hauser, who had come from ESPN and helped provide this level of documentary to WWE, and also Matt Brain. Matt Brain, who directed this documentary, is just like many wrestlers in WWE, who's been like this great soldier, and he's done this, he did this little thing, did this small bite, did this, but almost unappreciated in a sense that this is a huge, I'd want to say, you know, arrival party. Oh my gosh, the wind knocked that poster over. Don't let it throw you. This is a huge arrival for him. I hope it is, at least, and I really want to give him his props, because Matt did an incredible job with the entire documentary. And when someone makes a documentary about your life, you can't have any control on it. You can't. Even if your name's on it, you got to let them ride and tell their story. And he told a story that I'm not afraid to see.
Is that challenging when you have somebody telling your life story, but with through their eyes in a way, because he's obviously, you know, helping putting this together. So for you, you know, to have, I'm guessing, you know, moments of vulnerability, was that a challenge for you?
No, because I had really minimal requests. And here's why I have minimal requests. I've done enough reality TV where you think, like, oh, you're a producer. Please ask for this and you'll get it. And then you find out they're not interested in what you have to say. They're gonna run their show, and that's their job. So now my expectations are really low. So these are two things I'd like to see in there. And they were really small. I wanted to see if they found any footage of me wrestling when I was in high school, younger. Found it. And I was adamant that All In be covered. You cannot tell this story unless you cover All In, and All In is no longer mine. It's someone else's, and that's a troublesome but also beautiful thing. It's just in the spirit of it. So for it to be covered here, I was really happy. And for WWE to allow it to be covered kind of goes along with how WWE has treated me since I've come back. The song says wrestling is more than one royal family. It doesn't say sports entertainment has more than one royal family. There hasn't been a revision to me. You know, Kevin Dunn and Vince and Bruce and Stephanie and Hunter have just tried to make me bigger, and I thank them greatly for doing that, because they haven't changed me in the process.
That's one of the things that I remember you saying when you did that WrestleMania press conference, where you said, you know, coming to WWE, you wanted to be this real version of you without any fear. So with that being said, do you feel like you have had that? Obviously, you've had so many moments already in the time that you've been back with the company. Do you feel like you've been having the vision of what you had in your mind happen right now?
Oh, I think it's been fun to, and this is going to sound, maybe it sounds odd, just be a wrestler. I was really shell-shocked by my experience, as much as I had took pride in executive elements and being a manager of some sorts. It just was different, and it's not something that I woke up passionate about like I woke up being wanting to be a wrestler. So for me, the time here has been not so much what I envisioned, but so far larger than I envisioned, because you forget until you show back up again at a WrestleMania in Dallas, you forget the magnitude, the audience, the penetration that WWE has. And the next thing you know, to see your face everywhere and not be politicking for your face, to just, hey, they're into this. And to see it genuinely, that's something I've tried to follow Cena's kind of guide on, is you'll know if they're into you. And you'll know if they're not. And you have to really be honest. And I have I know this isn't fully really answering your question. It's more of a ramble. I've just been lucky. I've been very lucky, and I'm very blessed that it's gone this way. I had no clue how it would go. I told Brandy before I went out in Dallas that I thought they were going to boo. I did. I thought they were going to boo. Seth had carried the whole story to Mania, and I was the other guy. And they didn't, and I just told your partner this, but they got it. I didn't have to say belt. I didn't have to do this thing, which I, of course, love doing, but I didn't have to do it. They got it. They realized, oh, that's what he came back for. And in the process of coming back for that, I've received so much more than I could have ever asked for. So that's been a blessing.
Man, that's so cool. And I do want to talk to you about this, too, because, you know, when you left WWE and you did so much outside of the company, I want to ask you, what would you say was the biggest challenge or, you know, the toughest part of all of that? Because clearly you didn't know you were going to get here. You didn't know you were going to be facing Roman Reigns at WrestleMania or any of this stuff. So what would you say was, like, the toughest part of everything else that you had to do, everything else that you had to go through to get to this point right now?
The toughest part is we're in a generation now, and one of the reasons why this has become the most successful and healthy time for pro wrestling or sports entertainment, one of the biggest challenges, and it's still the biggest challenge, is you're flanked by other guys and girls who could be in your spot. And maybe are in your spot, and then you get it back, and it's not a negative thing, and politics are involved in any type of entertainment, but they're really, I feel like, been since removed because we have a bunch of grown men and women who are there now. You know, Charlotte Flair is not NXT Charlotte. Seth Rollins is not the Shield Seth. Kevin Owens is not ROH Kevin Owens. They've experienced it. They've felt live crowds. They've understood psychology. They've understood booking. They've understood turning over money. Everything. They've understood it. And now we're all together. One of my favorite things, and I think one of the reasons I have been in the best position I've been in my career, is because on the same show I compete with a guy, the World Heavyweight Champion, Seth Rollins, every week. And it's not negative. He would like to be the Raw face, and I would like to be the Raw face. And I don't know, some weeks maybe we traded off, but that is what makes this good. Competition is what makes this good, and I needed to compete against the very best. Seth being, he's top three, one of the very best. Roman being one of the very best. That's what's been able to bring out the very best in me.
That's incredible. And I do want to ask you one more question, Cody. If your dad was here to see all of this right now, what do you think it is that you would say to him or what you would want him to see?
I always think about this. It would be very hard to explain, okay, here's what happened, and here's some things that came of it. It would be very hard. I think what I'd want him to see the most, and he would fully understand, is that I was able to main event a WrestleMania. That's like getting elected president in our business. To get the match. There was another really great wrestler who told me, he goes, "You've got the match." And I'll never forget it because he was somebody who also could have been in it. And it was a really touching moment. But I think all he would have had to do is see it, and it's like everything would have made sense. Like, oh, why does he have this tattoo? And, oh, what is the song? The song seems negative. It seems like it's a rallying cry against WWE. I think he'd see that and know that I had really freed myself up. After he passed, I'd really freed myself up to make some left turns. I'm a left turn guy, and hopefully not any of them coming up soon, but those proved to be very fruitful.
They definitely did, because it got you here right now. Cody, I want to thank you so much for doing this interview with me. I know you got a big night ahead of you. We're about to watch the premiere of American Nightmare Becoming Cody Rhodes. Until next time, we'll see you on the next Fit, everyone. Thank you.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.